This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is the evening edition with Lee Chui Lin and Kelvin Yee. And for our last story of the day, some pretty good news. I mean, we're not always pro-government interference in everything, but in this case, let's see. I mean, the government is considering freezing the bank accounts of Muslim men who, despite being instructed by the court, failed to pay nafkah or alimony to their ex-wives and children.
This move is being discussed and the government is still in the process of working out a proper mechanism for this proposal. Minister in the Prime Minister's Department, Dato' Sri Mujahid Yusof Rawa, said that ministry officials had held discussions with the state Sharia Judiciary Department.
So the crux of the discussions were on how to empower enforcement against these Muslim men who failed to comply with court orders, including the possibility of freezing their bank accounts. So Mujahid said that many women are not afforded justice in terms of alimony, which is decided upon by the Sharia court, and that most women don't have an avenue to seek justice in terms of enforcement.
The plight of divorced Muslim women is something that NGO Sisters in Islam has been fighting for in the past two decades. So to get a better understanding of this issue, we're heading over to the lines now where we have Sharina Sharif, Program Manager at Sisters in Islam. Sharina, thanks for joining us on the program. What can you tell us about how prevalent the issue of husbands refusing to pay alimony?
Yeah, I think it's an ongoing problem. From our statistics, because we offer legal advice to Muslims that are having issues in their marriage, and in terms of our statistics that we gather, about almost 80% of the cases in 2017 relate to husbands not providing maintenance for the wife, or the maintenance is insufficient. And when it comes to children, we had about 42% related to the issue of non-payment of maintenance. So it is quite a serious issue, particularly when there is a breakdown of the marriage.
And what have you observed as being the reasons for all this?
Well, to be quite honest, I think the issue is that they, the husbands in this case, are able to get away with it. I think it's a simple issue, is that the enforcement of the agreement between the husband and wife in terms of the payment of alimony or maintenance, the enforcement of it is not very strong. So, you know, if there is no consequences of not paying, then you know, they take advantage of the system and they just don't pay.
What options do women have right now when husbands don't meet their obligations? Where exactly does a breakdown in the process happen?
You know, where a husband does not make the payment, the wife has the ability to go and request to the court to enforce the agreement on maintenance. But the process is also very lengthy. And like I said, the consequences are not serious. I mean, basically, the judge will call the husband, ask why and everything, and make, you know, arrangements to have him pay. So, I mean, that's been our issue all along. And one of the biggest issues that we have been advocating for is for the establishment of a national level child support agency, because this is not just an issue for Muslims, it's also quite a big issue for non-Muslims. That's one thing. The other issue is that it's across the whole country, and under Sharia law it's different for each state. So there must be cooperation across the country. Sometimes the husband just runs off to another state and then, you know, the courts can't find him, can't locate him, and therefore can't require the payment. So we have a system under the Sharia legal system known as the Bahagian Sokongan Keluarga, but I think their success rates is quite limited. So this area needs to be looked at very, very seriously.
So what do you think of Mujahid's suggestion to freeze the bank accounts of these husbands who aren't making payments? Is it a practical solution to the problem?
Well, I think the you know, the focus on the issue of maintenance, we're very encouraged by that. I'm not sure whether freezing of accounts will actually you know, have the best outcome, because if you freeze the account, the money is, you know, kind of stuck. So in the end, the maintenance cannot be paid anyway. But I think the idea behind it is to compel the husband to make sure that those payments are made. If I may just give some examples, like in Singapore, you know, our closest neighbors, and they have Sharia laws as well, and they take this issue of maintenance quite seriously, and you know, the consequences of not paying is quite serious. They can be jailed, or they can be put on a defaulters list. Or, you know, they can have what they call an attachment to their earnings, which means that both the husband and his employer is compelled by law to make those payments to the wife. So, you know, things like that, I think, would make sure that the payments are made. We've also suggested that maybe to look into EPF savings, things like that, or to maybe impact upon maybe bar, you know, whatever, driving licenses, business licenses, to make it a very difficult situation for a person who has defaulted on maintenance of children and wife.
Has there been much engagement between NGOs like Sisters in Islam and the new government about some of these solutions?
Well, it's an area that we've talked about before to different ministries in the government. So they know about this issue. I think the Ministry of Women are also very aware of the, you know, the extent of the issue. Yeah, we are hoping that they will come up with some solution that will, you know, work well. It's not just about the Sharia courts. It's about a whole system which ensures that, you know, you locate the husband, you compel the husband to come to court, give a reason why he's not paying, you know, and then make sure that those payments are made. I think the focus should be on the interests of the children and what their survival needs are after a marriage breakdown.
Sharina, thank you so much for those insights. That was Sharina Sharif, Program Director at Sisters in Islam. And coming up after this, we've got more music on the show. And we've also got football chat that is going to be after the 8 o'clock news today. So keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.